You think you know me?
Hey, this is Jason, creative genius and hand model extraordinaire, and you're listening to Rich Masotti on Thursday the 12th. It could be on another date, but he said to say Thursday the 12th.
She's sweeter than gelato from Sicily.
Hi, I'm Sophia. Flip, line, flop, and trip my chop. You're listening to Thursday the 12th with R2M.
All right. Thank you.
Perfect.
R, why is your breath so bad?
Look hard.
Lift it hard.
You want to go to Zoom?
Hard. You want to Zoom my Zoom?
You wanna zoom the boom, zoom the boom, zoom, 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 zoom,
zoom. Oh yeah, let me change that.
You hard mad? I mean, you mad hard?
Mad! Are you mad? Do you have your cheeses?
No!
No! Stay! Stay!
The COVID-19 was an inside job.
Moon?
You tested your audio too?
Tested? What do you mean?
What were you just whistling?
Oh, I was whistling a squeeze song. Another nail from my heart. She pulled the case from under the bed.
Circles her case.
I can't fucking remember those. That's a good lyric, though. It's actually a good song. Whatever.
Nice piss. Hard.
Oh, hey, what's up, Hard? He's just saying hello, right?
Yeah. Say hello to Largie.
Who created that song, Frank the Motor Guy?
Hard. Frank the Motor Guy. Oh, I don't think I have a soundbite of that. Let me see if I do. I don't think I do.
The Frank the Motor Guy soundbite?
Yeah, I gotta make it.
We need that one.
Holy shit.
We need that one.
He works for Wibistix, right?
Wibistix. Hard. Do I have it? I don't. Shit.
No!
Where is that? In the fucking season premiere? I think it is.
I think it is, yeah. I think it is, too.
Okay, where do I find that? I gotta fucking relabel some of these things. When the fuck was that? September?
I believe so. The case was followed from under the bed. She made a call to the cinematic friend and made a ring.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Yeah. Lord is my heart.
The door was closed. And I couldn't
my brother once on my fucking twice.
Lord, I gotta come stop by tomorrow.
What?
I gotta stop by tomorrow.
Where? Yeah.
My shite.
Nah, make Lord come here.
Nah, he'll bring the COVID.
Oh.
Worm. This way you can pick that chips up.
Where is this shit? Season 12? Oh, look at this pisshole.
Can't make it up.
I know. I got to use that fucking video. Right.
What's that? They've fallen and they can't get up?
Oh!
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. What time did you wake up this afternoon? Evening?
Hi.
How are you, Chuck? Ointment and lard.
I love it. What was it that fucking Jeff Scott Soto doesn't like? Lard? Oh, moisture.
Yeah, moisture.
James pulled one out of his arse chip today. He called me ointment.
Nice.
But he also called me chimes. He said, how are you doing today, ointment?
Jointment.
Ah, jointment. Open with audacity.
Jointment. What are we doing over there, Lardo? Jointment.
Worm.
Or enjointment of our company that we have on Zoom.
There you go.
Yes. You ate already, Jim?
Yes, of course. To be on this.
I love it. Well, you look good. I like that hat. I got to get myself one of them just fucking little beanies or something for my bad hair days.
That's what this is doing. Yeah. Otherwise, scare the neighbors.
Oh, I like your hair lately.
All grown out.
Oh, good.
I challenge you a hair grow out, considering the fact we had no barber shops.
Oh, this is true. Everybody's all right?
Yeah, everybody's good. How's everybody over on that end? Everyone. You, Liz. Hey, Lord, how are you holding out?
Okay.
Listen, we are there.
Yes. I think Lord's all right.
Yeah.
The eighth song. And for me, Rich Messiah.
What happened? You lagged for a sec.
What?
You lagged for a moment.
I'm sorry.
Something. I asked you why.
Yeah, I do, really.
My whole fucking left side is like,
and that's no
I feel like I'm in the morgue.
I really do.
And?
Brother.
Of our voices. Gosh, you again. It's like me. You should have just said, Waldo.
Guys, already out? I can't. I guess I can't look for it right now.
What the fuck, you brother?
Oh, we got to share that and use that.
Oh, hell yes.
I gave content. There.
Did. You sure did. I still got to use your first one too, but for now, is that, oh, it didn't come right over? What the fuck just happened?
Technology glitch. Technology glitch.
You guys know each other, right?
I hope so.
Who knows?
You too.
Be rich. Be moist. I got something to tell you. It's important. Here it goes. Fuck your brother. 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 And, you know, with all this crazy times, I suggest one thing for you to do. Hunker down and fuck your brother.
Nice champ.
That was right off the cuff.
Love it.
Right off the cuff.
Oh, do that again.
Simple mind, simple pleasures.
That's right.
I think, guys, Lard, you're not supposed to have a picture of you because supposedly maybe you're supposed to be the moderator or the people we go to confession to after this conversation.
There you go. Yeah.
Bless me all, for I've sinned, Malachi. This is what I've got to say for today.
Yeah. Oh, what's this? Let's see. Oops. That was wrong. What was that for?
Why would we why did we have a 10 bell salute at the beginning of the season premiere? Had somebody just passed? Lard?
I'm trying to remember.
I'm sorry, once in a while.
It must have been something like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, I mean, I'm trying really. Well, what would have prompted you that idea?
Open the app or whatever.
There was something behind it. I don't know.
Oh, it was. It was 9/11.
Okay.
It's one or the other. There was a television.
Good thinking, babe.
That tickles me. Has got
The girls.
Currently labeled episode Thursday, July 25th.
Too many to just narrow down.
Remember the
but it was wasn't there something monumental that happened July 25th?
Me that day, I had to tell
I'm not
you
sure. July 25th.
Me that day, I had to tell you that.
I'm not sure at the moment.
Because you know what it was? That's right.
It was. What was it, Lard?
I don't know.
He kept his cool, I will tell you that much. And realized whoever gets that is going to be.
Yeah. And I'd also be like, hey, look, we're just trying to go get this. Yeah, no, I love it.
It was memorable to me. Christmas holiday jingle theme. And you asked
Christmas
me
in July podcast thought.
Oh, that's right. Hard
including me, both of you. Richmond,
that was a Christmas in July thought.
Another one I could pinpoint that would be memorable was...
We talked about that, didn't we? Christmas in July?
Yeah, yes.
Leading up to... It was a good show.
Yes. Jason Beeler.
It's a... 5, which was yours.
Oh.
Wow. Memory lane, man.
Oh, my Lord. A little. Isn't there number 5... Which was yours? Do you remember number 5 on that top 12 list?
Tell me, I know you want to. 12?
You can. I will fill it in if you do not remember.
Go ahead.
I slept with your wife or something with a wife in it. There was something in it. Was
are you sure?
I fucked your wife.
Something. I love it.
I so do I.
What episode was that?
I don't remember. Was it 12?
It was no. I mean, clearly we've made our fucking points, and we still left. Or what they do that us up that one night was memorable.
Oh, the chemistry of it.
That's right, Tuker.
Recorded. It's been so much fun. Listen to us. Lardy, mind the gap. Lardy, mind the
the gate is up.
Hudson can't get. Like you're able to.
We had just seen Sock.
Would have loved it that much more. I'm
looking for something. I'm sorry.
Month or two. Or sent yes.
You all right, Lard?
Season 12. TWO-ELVE.
That's right.
Or however we want to, however you want to.
Nice Oshkwins.
That step alone is. And Jeff would do all the mix.
You guys doing rips together?
I haven't coughed yet.
At the end of the day, it's really.
I wish you would.
I'm chiming out here for the both of us.
Ross, hey.
What's up your ass cheek, babe? You all right?
Did you get it could be.
What, Sham?
I just don't know if there's. Yeah.
Something.
Were they intersecting triangles?
No, they were.
Isosceles.
Crossing swords?
Isosceles.
Yeah, they were a lot closer to isosceles crossing. Sword crossing.
A squared yes. Plus B squared yes. Equals C squared.
Right. Well, in this instance. But yeah, you're yes, Beep. And you know what? Again, you know, but you're here in front of us, so I don't need to apologize for all of us.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Once in a while.
Thank you for putting up with. Again, party the
member. However you cut it. Do you remember the first time?
For sure. I was in the room whenever there's four assholes in the room.
So Elizabeth, any parting thoughts?
We're having a grand old time.
Large. Large.
All I can
it say. All started.
Was sent.
I can't get over that shit.
God bless you.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, subscribe.
Keep saying that.
Subscribe.
It doesn't cost you a cent.
Shouldn't be listening.
I think that's what I was getting at. You know, sometimes.
Amen.
Yeah, exactly.
Amen.
But that's good, though, because you can't have the people who shouldn't be listening.
Frank Demotica.
It's what we're doing.
Frank Demotica.
Oh, that was like an old-fashioned right there.
Frank Demotica.
You got that right, Lardo.
On this end, Charlie.
Oh, an old-fashioned.
Oh, my flicking Lord. Do you can you recall the old-fashioned?
Of course.
Or an old-fashioned, we'll say.
Babe, were you privy to old-fashions? Do you remember what those, when there were certain kinds of fucking hits that we would refer to as old-fashions? I don't know if you were around for the reference. You were around for some old-fashions. But
yeah,
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if she was around for the coining of the phraseology.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. Once in a while.
I wasn't, but I used deductive reasoning to what it is. Another county I heard from. Stay away if you have coronavirus.
Oh, Hart. Hart heard that.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
All right.
Hudson. Jeez.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Hudson, are you off here?
How's Liam holding up?
What, puss?
How's Liam holding up?
He's good. He's good. He's quiet. He's well-behaved. I think he threw up last night. Yeah. I woke up in the middle of the night to the sounds of him vomiting.
Yeah, well... I can't blame him.
Yeah.
clearly he's putting up with it, you know. So
no, you're right.
I have to off to him.
But he's good in every other way.
Good.
Very
good.
Vocal.
Good.
Very handsome, very soft, very well behaved, very clean.
Well, he's very missed on this end, I'll let you know that much.
Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome, but it wasn't a you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
It is deep down.
Yeah, it is, but it's also for him just as much, really.
Well, thank you from him as well.
Yeah, that's there you go. That's the one I was looking for.
Yeah. Got that right, hold on, Bastet.
Worm.
Oh my god, I'm sorry once in a while.
Bastet. Oh, what the fuck just happened? Watch him.
He just wants something called a pussy in his flat. That's all, you know, whether it's a four-legged cat or, you know, the other one, you know, pussy's just on his mind.
The pussy in his flat or in his flap?
Flap, flap.
Yeah, maybe the flap.
He wants a pussy flat. Flap.
Yeah.
Flap.
Yeah.
Frank Demotica.
Exactly. Exactly.
Some of these fucking people need. Hey, listen. So while we're at it, I believe, let me double check. I'm not positive. Let me pull up the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
It is Thursday.
As it always is.
It's Thursday night. The Thursday that the 12th boys are reunited on Zoom in the middle of the quarantine.
That's right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
We are in it together.
That's right. Oh, my. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a real hard-on sometimes, this guy.
And poor Rich was in a zen moment where he was about to say, we are one. And it's like, fuck, dog. Broke you out of your zen moment.
That's all right.
Looks like the Qualcomm is working. I see something flapping there. Hey, Lardo, I think the Qualcomm is working. Look.
Oh, worm?
You see that thing flapping? You know?
What is it? The tail?
Yeah, it was a tail, but it's like, Qualcomm put it together.
Oh my lord, hard. Hard on, my lord.
Yeah.
I tell you, these mothers and fathers. Oh, so Tina now knows someone who lost an elder to the virus.
Okay.
Do you remember Joe and Paula?
I want to say yes, but...
They used to live across the street with 12 kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Paula's... Wait a minute. Paula's...
Father, grandfather?
Paula's grandfather.
Okay. And what were his pre-existing conditions, if any? Do you know?
I'm not sure at the moment.
Okay. No. Roughly how old was he, do you know?
The as old as someone our age's grandfather would be, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Please.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Tina says not in those parts of the nation, but that's a good point. Fitz says, I'm sorry.
Right.
Because up there, right, you can be a 30-something-year-old grandparent up there.
That's right. You could be Chiara up there.
Or he could be Frank Demotica up there, not knowing what to do.
Boom, there you go. Right there.
So right.
That's a fresh one right there. Mom, dissect that one. That's a fresh one right there.
You're right. I'll have access to that in an hour.
Frank Demotica.
It'll all come together.
Access to it in an hour. What is this, Easy Bake Oven? Ding, with a 60-watt light bulb.
Frank Demotica.
Cute.
So 9 p.m. is too late for Gina in Florida to join us. I guess I should fucking advertise these things in advance instead of just putting them up right before we go live. Well, you can, Thursday the 12th.
You can do that with us, but I guess for others to join in, to expect others to make time to join in, yeah, I guess a little advance notice.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry once in a while.
Bastard.
Frank Demotica.
So yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, we could do this at the drop of a hat.
Well, and we should.
Clearly. I guess it would be a common courtesy to give others some kind of an advanced notice/invitation or whatever you want to call it.
You're right.
A chance to chime in.
Oh, timing on that fucking, whose sound effect was that?
That was probably Chime. That was Chime chiming in.
Frank Demotica.
Really?
I loved it.
You're welcome.
This is going to be chock full of snippets, Mook.
It is. Chimes, I want you to try to repeat back to me something I'm about to say. Listen closely, but just do the best you can. I would ask Large first, but I know Large will do like the karaoke thing, where he's got 12 things in mind, and then when I'm ready with a song, he gets all shy. So here, try this. You ready, Shimp?
Try.
Go. This is from The Godfather. I'll isolate the scene so Large knows what I'm talking about another time. Actually, I could probably pull it up on YouTube. But Chimes, try to give this back to me. You ready?
Okay.
A peen in the pond and the poon in the two.
A peen in the pond and a platoon.
All right. You tried. Large?
Yeah, no, he did. That was pretty much what I was expecting.
You try.
Try what now?
A peen in the pond and the poon in the two.
A peen in the pond and the poon in the two?
Oh, one more time. You cut out.
Oh, shit. What happened already?
Good.
I only had one in me, Lewis. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you.
All right, what else?
All right, everybody. Ready? One, two, three. A peen in the pond and a poon.
A peen in the pond and a poon.
Oh, is that you guys going to fucking do this? All right, so what else?
You still need to be recorded yourself. If I manage to throw myself on the line, go for it. Or are you a Puna?
It's already on tape.
I'll see if it comes out. You know who they're saying started this virus, by the way, right?
Who as in who? We mean who?
Shaman, have you heard that they pinpointed who started this virus?
What?
Have you? What was that? Shaman, have you heard that they pinpointed who started this virus?
No, do tell.
Oh, is that you in that fucking, those viral videos of the guy moaning? Have you guys seen this shit with the guy moaning in people's ears in like supermarkets and whatnot?
Is that what you're doing with your spare time?
Large, do you remember when the fucking porn sounds used to come up on the third floor? Large?
Yeah. Do I remember when what now again?
Porn sounds used to come up on the third floor.
Where?
Oh, I'm sorry. On the third floor of fucking Shemp's.
I do.
Well, we'll be more specific about it later.
Barely. Okay. Okay, good.
Have you guys heard that they, you know, they pinpointed who started this virus?
A worm?
Curious.
Curious about what?
Spill it. You're about to introduce a topic. Put it on the table. Oh, you two chicken.
What? Oh, that was cute. No, I'm waiting for the right question.
Are we playing an Abbott and Costello thing? Who started it? What started it?
What the fuck is happening right now? What are we trying to figure out?
Never mind. Hold on. I think somebody's trying to get in.
And begin. Teenage?
No.
Oh. Well, we're welcome, so.
A fucking actress friend is trying to get in.
I don't know what to say.
Well, you're the admin. punch her in.
No, she thinks she needs a code, but there's no code.
I'm scared. I'm fucking scared.
Did you guys need a code?
No.
No.
I have the Zoom app. It takes me right to you.
Oh, maybe if you don't have the app, you need the code. Yeah. I've only done this. Well, I downloaded the app that first time, so I've never done this outside the app. I don't know. No, I've never been asked for, or I've never been asked to copy a code.
Well, when if you go through the internet, you have to enter a code, but you
that must be what she's doing then.
No, I set it up to not ask for a code.
Then you got me.
Bastard. Sharman, is your sister behaving during these crises?
Who knows? Who knows?
It's like a mirror creation. One of each sex, the two of them. they are in. Incredible. They really are.
Are you saying I'm crazy, Laura? Thanks.
No, I'm saying you're incredibly unique. You are incredibly, what's the fucking word?
Sweet.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of a synonym for like irreplaceable, but in the way of like.
You mean like a genetic quagmire?
Somewhat.
Don't give me that somewhat shit.
Yeah, that's right. Sandalwood, whatever the fuck you guys call it over there. I miss those calls. I miss those a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Peter.
If I had chips of them, I'd be sending them left and fucked up right.
You got that right, piss.
Those guys were they were the beginning of the entire idea of a sound clip, let alone, you know, crank calling someone to the utmost. Those guys were it for me. Listening to them was it for me. Made me want to record my voice once in a while. You know?
They were the originators.
Yes, yes.
They were definitely an inspiration to us.
Beyond, Lewis, beyond. But yeah, so, I mean, I don't, you know, yeah.
But we should do, you know, once in a while we should record something, you know? Are you with me, Lord, on that?
Well, like we're doing right now, sure.
You couldn't play along for a heartbeat, could you?
Well, I'm saying to the exact point you're making or trying to make, I'm agreeing with.
You have Liz-itis. You're being too literal.
I'm advocating here. I agree with what's happening at the moment.
So am I. Thank God we don't have anything in our ear holes. They'd be blown out by that whistling.
You know who's a good whistler?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom after I Sorry. Went to
Is that Hudson?
It's Hudson whistling.
Yes, I'm saying that sounds like Huddy. me and Hudson are going to do Shallow together. As a matter of fact, I'm watching that right now. It's on HBO West.
What is it? Worm?
HBO 2 West? Yeah, started about... Ah, shit. Almost. He's playing it now on the stage, and she just put her hands over her face like, this motherfucker is actually playing this song that I fucking sang.
That whole scene was nailed.
That's it. Did they fucking... Not only was it nailed, thank God they nailed it.
The hands on the face, the performance she gives.
Listen, not only did they nail it.
The shit he says to her.
Yes, thank you. This motherfucker nailed this fucking film. This guy, again, I love him. I was never the hugest Bradley Cooper fan, but this guy made an incredible motherfucking film here. There's no, I even try to step outside myself and be like, look, there's no way you could really justify the way you just poured all sorts of semen over this thing. There's no way you can justify that. And there actually is. I mean, I try to be like, yes, you're right. This is a little ridiculous. I can't find that line. I can't find that door. I can't get over there. I try to. This is good work here. This is great work. This is a great film. This makes me wish I could fucking do something like that. This also makes me wish whatever. We don't need to rehash. We don't need to rehash all that old shit with the fucking the disrespect and the award season all the way around with this production.
Oh, worm.
You know? But whatever. You want me to go up there? Are you fucking serious right now? She tells him as she walks towards the microphone. Plunk.
So do we think this fucking we think this Jason Beeler shit's gonna happen at the end of fucking?
I think Chan and I must have spoken about this recently. I'm guessing nothing's been released yet. I'm expecting either a postponement to later in the summer, or maybe he'll just cancel/postpone it, and maybe come back in the fall/winter. It all depends on, you know, how his dominoes fall and his scheduling. I don't know.
Of course.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's either canceled and or postponed to at least the fall or winter, if not maybe next summer. Because it's just too close, Mook. That's a month and a half away. I don't know. We got to see what happens.
No, you're right.
We really don't know yet.
New York City's not going to be ready yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Not for something like, not for those kinds of places, I don't think. You know, those kinds of places would still be considered hotspots if shit is still being spread, you know?
What do you think, Shemp?
I predict it'll be postponed just on the sole purpose. It takes a lot to restart a city that has gone dormant. We've only seen it be dormant like this maybe never in our lifetime.
Yeah,
so therefore, to restart it, you have to do it gently. You can't just bang big lights, big city, and expect everything to flow properly. There's going to be kinks. It's like a computer, an old computer. There's going to be bugs in it. We have to be cautious in how we restart it.
You're right.
And I'm all for him if he does what Lardo proposed, is cancel and either reschedule or just do one main cap show for the autumn-winter fix that he does for us.
Mm-hmm. Was that project you and Frank were recently awarded, has that been delayed?
Yes, everything has been delayed. There was just one client that was floating that did little doodad to it, but made some money on it. But that was it. Now it's all quiet.
Mm-hmm. This is like a midwinter recess break we used to get for Chime.
Yeah.
Right?
It was spring. It was midwinter holiday where Easter and Passover we got.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't we? Did it work like that in the parochial system too, Mark? Did you got like a week off before Easter, like somewhere in February? Maybe we did it. Was it in February?
We did. Or March? Rich, we had it the third week in February.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay.
And then we had like 10 days off for Easter. Right. Maybe 10 days.
The week before Easter Monday. Oh, wait, you guys may not have had classes on Easter Monday, but we public schools were open on the day after Easter. I don't know. Do you remember having classes, Morris, on the day after Easter, or were you off?
I don't know.
You're probably off.
I don't know.
We were off, Guy.
I would imagine so. Yeah.
We were off that was like our Easter holiday, and then came back to we only have a month and a half to get shit done, and it was fourth marking period and was crunch time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you still had Memorial Day weekend, naturally. But that's only a 3-day weekend. Or did you guys do a 4-day gimmick?
No. Right?
What did we do, Jeff? Friday and Monday?
Or just
we
Monday?
Got out at 1:30 on Friday and by
okay. Monday after we were Friday off Monday. All right. Sounds about weird.
But it's so quiet out. It's almost like if you could liken it to the sound of something, it. You know how,
Rich,
go with me on this, Rich, since you're more of a literal, I mean, both of you are literal people. I'm painting a picture, but isn't it quiet, so deafening? It's almost like that sound you hear before you get whooshed with a ginormous snowstorm, that kind of earth reset quietness.
Unbelievable.
What?
And
what, Don?
Another question for you.
I just said to you, like, when it snows, before you started that whole chips.
Well, it cut out on my end. Pardon me.
Oh, God bless you. All right. All right.
Somehow I think the editor-in-chief is busy on his end.
Who?
The editor-in-chief. Oh, there you are. Nice crickets. A little off in the seasons. But with global warming or climate change, might be expected.
Oh, do we still believe in that shit?
No, I'm not.
Large?
It's, yeah, everything's up in the air now, isn't it? I love it.
That's great.
All right, so again, long case forecasting, well over 90% of the planet's population will get some form of this virus going around. Yes or no? All right, good.
I would say yes.
Do that.
What chime?
I thought Guy was throwing a question out there for us to reply to. Where are you, Guy?
Well, it depends. What did you think?
Congratulations, Timbo.
He's wondering if 90% of the fucking world's population will get this shit, Shaman.
Yeah, you presented that to both you and I. What's your opinion? I'm usually the one that kicks it off. And what is your take on it?
Well,
hi, this is Big Rich, and you're listening to Thursday the 12th.
Thank you.
Hmm?
Rich. Okay.
There's a line somewhere that starts off with, I would have to say, or something. There's some quote or a line from a movie we know or like. That starts off with something like, I would have to say, or, well, I can only say, or whatever, you know, something like that. And then whatever the fuck it is they say, you just use that as the shitter. But I'm sure it'll probably be, you know, whatever. You know what
I mean? I don't know. Today I heard something like, I was listening back to some shit we previously did and wondering about Large's theory about everybody having to get a vaccine over this shit. That could be troublesome. Then today I heard something about Dr. Fauci wondering if this could become a seasonal thing that pops up again from time to time.
There comes your vaccine story again. Yep.
So I don't know yet.
Just so you know.
There you go.
But the thing that they are experimenting the quarantine. Correct me if I'm mispronouncing it, but the quarantine or something that Trump is going to try out to see if that would be worthwhile. The one that cured the malaria. I forget that vaccine's name at the moment, but yes, it's good. You take that and you take some antibiotics, but me, I told Guy this the other day at a teleconference with four top homeopaths, and they said that's well and good, but you have to introduce Benadryl to it because it'll spike the histamine levels too high and receiver of it, and it will create a whole new symptomology that mimics PTSD.
Yes, and that is the narrative. That's what they want to have happen. So that's what we got to look for. That's what PTSD. That's what we can expect. Yeah. Can you believe that shit goes? You go from having the fucking flu to getting all fucked up in the head.
Really?
But yes, that's how. Look. They took their time with this one.
You saying this malaria drug could have that fucking side effect?
Yes.
What I think is the story behind Chimp's point of view.
I told you it was getting.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think that the point is that it's. I think it's a major ingredient. It's a major ingredient, or can be. They're looking for the major ingredient to put in here so that they get the proper outcome that they're looking for.
Really?
This isn't about fucking, you know, giving people the flu and making them stay home for a few weeks.
Yeah.
It isn't about that.
Testing.
It isn't about that. This is right in line with putting a fucking chip in everybody without physically putting a chip in everybody. They figure out another way to go around this, go around it.
Oh, my God.
It's not a bad, hey, listen, not a bad thing, necessarily.
Maybe, I don't know. Sounds bad to me.
No. You gotta remember, you're dealing with a mortal species. You're dealing with mortality. You're dealing with life that is born. The only absolute within that life is that it dies. That's it. You know. So whenever you're talking about that, whether it's, you know, from humans to anything,
take one day to get them, fix it in another day, 2 days.
Is there a bus goes through here to Memphis?
Surely. Ozark Stage. Leaves from right here. 6 o'clock show.
Right here. What the hell is right here?
Right here. Right here. Right here. Right here.